由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are glad you tuned in.
我们很开心你今天能够收听天路导向。
It is our hope and prayer that you are being blessed by this series of messages from the book of Acts.
希望上帝借着《使徒行传》这个系列信息让你蒙福，这个也是我们的盼望和我们的祈祷。
I think for most of us, waiting is not easy.
我知道呢，对很多人来讲呢，等候并不容易啊。
Waiting is not considered to be a virtue anymore.
我想现在都没人认为耐心地等候是一种美德的了。
Look at how people drive in many of our cities.
你看到在我们中国很多的城市里面有很多人开车的习惯。
See how anxious we are beeping the horns of our cars so that people can get out of our way.
你看到我们一边塞车，跟一边啵啵啵啵啵这样在不断响按叫前面让路。
See how we push in the lines and try to get in front of the line.
你见到我哋排队嗰时啊，插队打尖，个个都想排到队伍嘅第一。
Waiting is something that children hate to do.
好多嘅细路仔都好憎喺度等。
Most adults detest it also.
原来好多成年人都唔中意等。
We want everything in an instant.
我哋中意乜嘢都系即刻有嘅。
We want.Instant happiness.
及时行乐啦。
We want instant success.
马到功成啦。
And we want instant peace.
我们想即刻就拿到平安。
The problem is that we bring all of this agitation and impatience into our Christian faith.
我们的问题就是将这种急躁、这种不耐烦的心态带入到基督教信仰的生活里面。
We bring all these expectations of instant results into our faith.
我们将期待有眼前果效的这种心态带入去信仰里面。
We want instant worship.
崇拜最好快点完啦。
We want instant teaching.
上主日学啊，最好一学就识啦。
We want instant answers to prayer.
祈祷啊，耶稣啊，你快点即刻听啦。
And when we don't get instant answers to prayer,
一旦我们的祷告没有获得即刻的回应的时候，
We immediately think that things have gone wrong.
我们就说弊家伙了。
The reason we do that,
为什么我们会这样样呢？
Is because our instant nature thinks of God as an average human being.
因为我们天性的认为呢，就是上帝呢，就是快的，好像普通人这样的。
We treat God as if he is just another person.
我们对待上帝好像对待另一个人这样。
What do I mean by that?
我想大家都不明白我讲什么了。
When you receive silence from an angry spouse,
就是例如说当你丈夫你的太太生气的时候呢，他就不出声。
You find yourself feeling isolated and confused.
你发不发现你感到那种的孤立和那种的困惑啊？
Someone once said,
曾经有人这样讲过，
Silence is the most perfect expression of scorn.
沉默是藐视人最高的招数。
I heard about a man who was looking sad.
我听讲过呢，有个人的样子看来很悲哀。
When his friend asked him why he was sad,
跟着他的朋友就问，你做什么愁眉苦脸啊？
He said, my wife said,She would give me the silent treatment for 3 days.
他就说我的太太告诉我三天不跟我说话。
His friend said, why should that make you sad?
他的朋友说这样你就不开心了。
The man replied,
那人就说了，
Today is the last of the 3 days.
今天是第三天了。
But God is not like that.
但是上帝不是这样的。
When God is silent,
当上帝不出声的时候，
It is not necessarily because he's angry.
不一定说他很生气的。
There is a silence of conviction.
还有 上帝其实有一种叫做由沉默而来的顺从。
And it is designed to bring you under conviction for something you are doing.
这种的沉默是为了让你对面前你所做的事产生顺从的心。
God's silence is sometimes designed to comment about something that he wants you to do.
有些时候上帝的沉默其实在表达有些事他要你去做。
And he will remain silent until you obey.
他会保持沉默直到你听他讲为止。
But then there is the silence of mercy.
但是又有一种叫做爱的沉默。
God knows that for your good, he has to wait.
上帝知道他为了你好所以要等。
Then there is the silence of testing.
跟着又有一种叫做沉默的考验。
God sometimes is testing to see how much you trust him.
就是个考验说上帝要考验你究竟你信心有多大呢？
Then there is the silence of love.
又有一种爱的沉默。
Out of love for you, God is not giving you what you are asking for.
因为上帝爱你，所以不能够应允你所祈求的事。
So when God is silent, it is possibly because he is placing you in his training school.
所以当上帝沉默的时候，很有可能就是他要将你放在培训班里面。
When God is silent, it is because he is trying to teach you some new truth about yourself.
当上帝沉默的时候，因为他要教导你，让你重新认识你的真面目。
When God is silent, it is possible to see how much you trust him and his word.
当上帝沉默的时候，可能他要考验你，你对他的话语究竟有几信靠呢？
When God is silent, it is possible that he's trying to get you quiet so he can work on your behalf.
当上帝沉默的时候，他可能想你静低，他才能够为你做些事。
When God is silent, it's because he loves you and he wants you to rest in his love.
当上帝沉默的时候，因为他爱你，想你在他的爱里面享受安息。
In Acts chapter 1, verses 12 to 26,
我们见到在《使徒行传》第一章十二去到二十六节那里，
We see that God gave the apostles a period of waiting.
上帝在这里让门徒有一段等候的时期。
But that waiting time was not a waste of time.
但是我们发现等待不代表浪费时间。
It was a period of preparation.
这个是一段预备的时间。
Here is the lesson we need to keep on learning over and over again.
这个是我们要不断反复学习的功课。
And we don't seem to be able to learn this one lesson.
我们要在里面是学习这个功课，但是很多时候我们硬是学不好。
The lesson is this.
功课是什么呢？
God is doing things in your life that you cannot see.
原来上帝在我们的生命里面所做的很多时候是我们见不到的。
God is doing things in your life which you are not aware of.
我们发现很多时候上帝在我们生命里面所做的事情是我们意识不到的。
God is doing things in your life to develop your character.
上帝在我们生命里面所做的往往是为了建立我们生命的素质。
And you cannot see that.
但是你却是见不到的。
Let's read together Acts chapter 1, verses 12 to 26.
让我们一起来看看《使徒行传》第一章十二去到二十六节。
I'm going to explain to you this in a minute.
我在一阵就会告诉你这段经文是为什么。现在首先让我们一起来读出《使徒行传》第一章十二去到二十六节，在你的新约圣经的《使徒行传》。有一座山叫做橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不是很远的，在安息日呢可走的路程范围以内的。当下门徒就在那里回到耶路撒冷，入了城的时候就去了他所住的一间楼房， 在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、腓力、多马、巴多罗买、马太、阿勒菲的仔雅各、粉锐党的西门和雅各的仔犹大。这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚和耶稣的弟兄都同心合意地行切去祈祷。那个时候有很多人聚会，约有120个。彼得就在弟兄中间站起来说，弟兄，圣灵借着大卫的口在圣经上预言领人捉拿耶稣的犹大。这句说话是必须应验的。他本来是列在我们这个十二门徒的数里面，并且在使徒的职任上面有一份的。但是这个人用他作恶的工价买了一块田，以后他就身子扑倒，肚腹崩裂，肠都流出来。住在耶路撒冷的众人都知道这件事，于是按着他们那里的说话，为那块田起名叫做阿格大马，就是血田的意思。因为诗篇上面写过，愿他的住处变为荒场，无人在里面居住，又说愿其他人得到他的职分。所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候，就是从约翰施洗开始，直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止，必须从那个和我们时常作伴的人在里面，我们选一个与我们同作耶稣复活的见证。于是就选举了两个人，一个就叫做巴撒巴，又称为犹士都的约瑟，和马提亚。就所有人一起祈祷说，主啊，你知道万人的心，求你从这两个人当中指明你所要拣选的是哪个，叫他得着这个使徒的位份。这个位份犹大已经丢弃了，他去了自己要去的地方。于是众人就为他们摇签，摇出了马提亚出来，他就和这11个使徒一起同列了。
I want you to think about this question.
我想让你去仔细想下这个问题。
What was God doing during this 10-day period of waiting?
究竟上帝在这十日的等待里面是做着什么呢？
He wanted the apostles to learn how to pray together.
原来他想使徒学习怎样一起祈祷啊。
How to fellowship together.
怎样去一起去团契。
How to study the Bible together?
怎样去一起睇圣经？
How to discern His will together?
怎样去一起了解上帝嘅旨意？
How to practice obedience together?
怎样去一起学习顺服？
Next time you are waiting upon the Lord,
当你下次要等待上帝嘅时候，
remember He is working His purpose in your waiting.
希望你知道上帝在你等候的时候正在进行他要在你身上发展的计划。
Next time you are waiting upon the Lord,
下次当你等待上帝的时候，
know that He is working on your behalf,
要知道他正在为你工作。
Next time you are waiting upon the Lord,
当你下次等待上帝的时候，
know beyond the shadow of doubt,that his silence is for one of the following reasons.
要知道在一切疑惑的背后，上帝的沉默总是有原因的。
Either to bring you under conviction,
就算他要让你去顺从他。
Or it is because of his mercy on you,
或者是他对你的怜悯。
Or it is a time of testing,
或者是一项考验。
Or it is so to teach you patience.
或者是要你学习忍耐都好。
And all of that is because he loves you so much.
这一切都是因为他深深地爱着你。
This 10-day period of waiting between the time of Jesus' ascension to heaven and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
从耶稣升天去到圣灵浇灌的十日等候期间
was serving three primary purposes.
其实当时有三个主要的目的。
Waiting for the Lord was to strengthen the apostles.
等候上帝让到门徒是获得能力。
And this is the first point.
这个是第一点。
And you find that in verses 12 to 15 of Acts chapter 1.
你可以从《使徒行传》第一章十二到十五节睇到。
Secondly,
第二样嘢啦。
Waiting for the Lord was to separate the apostate from the apostles.
等候上帝系为咗辨别叛徒同埋使徒。
Verses 16 to 20.
记载喺第《使徒行传》第一章十六到二十节。
Thirdly,
第三样嘢啦。
Waiting for the Lord was to solidify the anointed.
等候上帝是为了巩固那个被拣选的人。
Verses 21 to 26.
是记载在第21去到26节的。
Let's look at the first one today.
那不如让我们就看看第一点了今天。
Waiting for the Lord was to strengthen the apostles.
等候上帝是让门徒获得能力。
Waiting for God's plan and God's timing will ultimately strengthen the believer.
等候上帝的计划实现，等候上帝所定的时间来临，最终的目的是要让信徒得着能力。
How will waiting strengthen them?
为什么等待可以让他们得力呢？
First, it will teach them obedience.
原来第一样东西就是要他们学习顺从。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 4,
在使徒行传第一章第四节里面，
Jesus commanded them to wait.
耶稣说你们要等。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 12,
在使徒行传第一章十二节里面，
there is direct obedience to the command of Jesus.
就记载了他们直接顺从耶稣的命令。
He said to them, do not leave Jerusalem.
耶稣对他们说，你不要离开耶路撒冷。
Wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit to be fulfilled.
希望你等待圣灵，上帝应许的圣灵来临。
And they waited for the Holy Spirit.
于是他们就真的在等圣灵吧。
How many of us would have gotten restless by the third day?
可能有很多人去到第三日已经不耐烦了。
The fourth day.
可能第四日。
The fifth day.
第五日。
The eighth day.
第八日。
I don't believe for a moment that it was easy for the apostles to wait.
我一点都不相信等待是容易的。
The apostles were all from the Galilee region.
我们发现呢，啲门徒其实大部分都是从加利利而来。
And they were away from home and family.
他们远离家乡。
They were away from their familiar surroundings.
远离自己所熟悉的环境。
Some of you may remember that after the resurrection in John 21:3,
你们可能还记得约翰福音第二十一章第三节那里说耶稣复活之后。
Jesus did not show up for a couple of days.
有几日冇出现过。
And what did Peter do?
你见唔见到彼得去咗做啲乜嘢啊？
He said, I'm going fishing.
去捉鱼啊佢。
The waiting was killing him.
原来白白嘅等待系要命噶。
And the others followed.
门徒仲要跟埋彼得去。
And Jesus met them there as a form of rebuke.
你可以见到咧，耶稣去到嗰度同佢哋见面，其实系要责备佢。
And here these apostles could have said to themselves，
我哋发现咧，门徒其实可以好大声咁样自圆其说啦。
Jesus has gone to heaven. We need to get on with life.
耶稣咪升咗天咯，但系佢升咗天，我哋都要生活噶。
We need to leave Jerusalem and head back north to the Galilee.
我哋要离开。耶路撒冷翻翻到北边嘅加利利。
We need to get about our businesses.
我哋要翻翻到自己嘅老本行。
We can't just sit around and do nothing.
我哋唔可以坐喺度白等噶嘛。
My listening friends, listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱嘅朋友，请你仔细听我所要讲嘅嘢。
When you are waiting for the Lord,
当你等候上主嘅时候
，the one thing you are not supposed to do is nothing.
你有一样嘢唔应该做嘅，就系唔做嘢。
If the apostles were thinking in terms of ministry,
如果门徒想得到服侍嘅话
，they could have said to themselves，
佢哋可以同自己咁样讲嘅。
There are people to be won for Christ.
我哋要为基督赢得人嘅灵魂。
There are ministries to be done in the name of Christ.
奉耶稣基督嘅名，好多嘢等住我哋做啊。
There are towns to be evangelized.
好多嘅城市需要福音啊。
Let me tell you something I hope you'll never forget.
但系我想话俾你听，希望你唔好忘记。
The most important obedience in your life.
生命里面最重要嘅服从。
Is the obedience that you practice when you do not have an earthly reason as to why you are called to do what you are called to do.
就是如果你从事自己被呼召的侍奉的时候，并不是基于任何属于世界的理由，而是完全信服上帝的话。
You are not learning obedience if you have logical explanation.
如果你是根据逻辑性的解释的话，你仍然未信服。
When you have all of the facts before you obey,
你在信服之前，你就算知道了所有的事实。
Then you are obeying because you know that this is the best thing to do.
你这样的时候，你就应该信服了，因为你的信服就是因为你知道这个是最好的选择。
But when you cannot see any reason why you should do what you are called to do,
而当你被呼召去做一件事的时候，却你不明白里头的原因，
you are practicing and learning simple obedience.
你就应该好好地去学习单纯的信服。
Some of you may be going through a situation like this right now.
各位听众朋友，可能你正喺度处于一个你被呼召去做一件事，但系你睇唔到前路、睇唔到背后嘅理由嘅情况里面。
You are being asked to obey and submit when all you can see is utter darkness.
上帝要求你喺前景一片漆黑里面去顺从佢、去听从佢。
No light of reason.
好似。睇唔到任何理由。
No light of logic.
睇唔到任何嘅逻辑。
No light of action.
睇唔到任何嘅行动。
When that happened, I want you to remember this.
喺咁样嘅状况里面，我希望你记住呢样嘢。
God is teaching you simple obedience.
上帝要教导你去单纯咁样信服啊。
The disciples were being strengthened by waiting.
门徒在等候里面是获得能力。
They were learning obedience to God.
他们学习信服上帝。
I've noticed that my time has run out.
我知道今天节目时间差不多了。
And I haven't come to the next two points.
我还没讲到另外那两点。
So please tune in the next program so that you can hear the other two points.
请你记得收听下一次的天路导向，我希望将剩下的两点继续告诉你。而现在呢，我想送上一首歌给你，这首歌叫做《当点名时》。很多时候呢，我们是等候等候等候，但是你知道当到点名的时候，我们的等候就成为我们预备迎接上帝的最好的方法。当点名时，
when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Son. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over,
我们刚刚听过的是当点名时，希望你也都知道我们的等候是为了什么呢？我们的等候是为了迎接上主，是得着上主的称赞。很多时候我们是不愿意等候的，我们愿意很快很快很快就解决问题，弱到要病除，但是等候是一个很好的学习，是不断的在等候里面，你的心就会越来越焦急，越来越焦急的时候，你就懂得更加恒切地去祷告，更加是愿意和上帝去接触。当然等候呢，其实也都是学习让我们成长，因为你不等候，你就不知道你原来自己心里面是太多太多的嘢谂。当你一落去到你就拿到嘢的时候，你的心梗是觉得这个是想当然啦。不是的，原来很多东西在我们的生活里面不是想当然的，而等候就是让到我们学习的最好最好的功课。各位听众朋友，如果你愿意和我们联络，分享你生命里头有些什么时候试过等候呢？试过面对挑战的难关，但是上帝仍然未应允你呢？我们很乐意为你祈祷，也都和你分享等候的功课。那希望你和我们多些联络啦。咁喺度愿上帝赐福俾你，下次天路导向嘅时间再见。